Before you begin, light a candle and any incense you desire. Get into a comfortable position. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body. Bring your awareness to the top of your body, starting at the head, and give yourself permission to relax. As you breathe, release the tension. Move from your head and neck down into the shoulders and the arms. Relax and feel all tension melt away. Relax your chest. Relax your back. Feel waves of relaxation move down your spine. Relax your abdomen. Relax your lower back and relax your hips. Relax your legs down to your ankles and relax your feet. Feel the waves of relaxation sweep away all that does not serve your highest good, sweeping out through your fingers and toes, grounding and neutralizing this unwanted energy, transforming it like the earth transforms fallen leaves into new soil. Relax your mind. Release any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and the god. Relax your soul and follow your inner light, guidance, and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, what's called the mind's eye. Anything you desire will appear on the screen. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. Now visualize the number 12. See the number 12 on the screen of your mind. 12. 11. See the number 11 on the screen of your mind. 11. 10. See the number 10 on the screen of your mind. 10. 9. See the number 9 on the screen of your mind. 9. 8. See the number 8 on the screen of your mind. 8. 7. See the number 7 on the screen of your mind. 7. 6. See the number 6 on the screen of your mind. 6. 5. See the number 5 on the screen of your mind. 5. 4. See the number 4 on the screen of your mind. 4. 3. See the number 3 on the screen of your mind. 3. 2. See the number 2 on the screen of your mind. 2. And 1. See the number 1 on the screen of your mind. 1. You are now at your ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1, but do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2 and 1. You are now at your deepest meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities. We now ask for the blessings of the goddess and the god. Say to yourself, I ask the goddess and god to protect and guide me in this meditation. In your mind's eye, visualize the great world tree, a gigantic tree reaching up to the heavens and deep below the earth, larger than any tree you've ever seen. Hear the wind through its branches. Smell the earth where the roots dig in. Feel the texture of the bark. Simply know the tree. Imagine the screen of your mind is like a window or doorway, a portal you can easily pass through. Step through the screen and stand before the world tree. Look around at the base of the giant tree and the roots and search for a passageway to your inner temple. Go now to your inner temple, your inner sacred space. Orient yourself in the center of your sacred space. You will notice four doorways around you. You may have never noticed them before, but they'll be very clear to you now. Each of the doorways leads to a different elemental plane. Each one will be in a different color and have a different symbol on it for the element, such as the elemental triangles or tattvas. By its marking, find the doorway that leads to the realm of fire and stand before it. Usually the fire doorway is oriented towards your eastern or southern direction in the temple, but your inner temple is beyond direction in the physical world, so go to whatever door calls to you as fire. Hold your intention to enter the realm of fire, and in your silent, magical voice, ask for permission to open the door. You are asking permission of the highest aspects of yourself and the realm of fire. If you get a yes response, open the door of fire. It can open normally or melt away. If you know the invoking pentagram of fire, you can use it as your key. Before you is a great swirling ball of fire, filling the doorway and beyond. Feel the heat rush over you. Hear the crackling flame. The ball of light swirls into a tube, a tunnel of pure flame. You know you can enter it safely with your own fiery essence as you begin to walk the tunnel of fire. Your skin begins to tingle with the warmth, and you may feel a sweat break. Move slowly, one step at a time, truly attuning with the element of fire. The heat and light refine you, burning away all fear and tension. The fire brings you back to your essence, your passion and vitality, burning away all that does not serve your will. As you move deeper and deeper into the tunnel, you lose sight of the inner temple and find yourself entering the light at the end of the tunnel, leading you to the realm of fire. Take a look around this fiery landscape with burning trees and bushes, mountains of volcanic glass and ash. You are completely safe and in tune with the fire element. This is the land of fire salamanders, drakes, djinn, and the fabled cities of brass. Before you is a path, taking you deeper into the realm of fire. Follow the path. Take notice of any animals you see along the way, and any plants on the path. Fiery, sharp, and spicy plants are the herbs of fire. At the end of the path is a figure, your personal guide to the element of fire. It could be an elemental being, animal, deity, or perhaps angel, there to guide you on the path of fire. Introduce yourself and ask the guide its name and function. Follow this guide and receive what your guide has to offer. Since sight is the sense of fire, your guide may not speak much, but show you things in pictures. Take this wisdom in and ask any questions you have. Ask your guide upon whom you should call as your guardian of fire and ritual. Sometimes it is the guide itself, but often the guide will point you to a deity or other being of power. Your guide will lead you back to the tunnel of fire and bid you farewell. Thank your guide for this time and knowledge. Know that you now have a link to the realm of fire. The guide may give you a gift to inspire your will and passion, or give you a spark of flame to carry within you. Return through the tunnel of fire, spiraling through the heat and flame. Come back to the inner temple and close the gateway of fire as you opened it. Orient yourself in the temple. If you have a gift from the land of fire, you can put it in your temple space if you desire. Return back through the World Tree Tunnel and stand at the base of the tree. Thank the World Tree. Thank the element of fire and the goddess and god. Step back through the screen of your mind and let the World Tree gently fade from view. Now bring your awareness back to your body. So we count up from 1 to 13 and 1 to 12, you'll become more aware of your body and the physical world. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. Feel your fingers and toes, ankles and wrists. Take a deep breath and feel your body as we count up from 1 to 12. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. And 12. Take both hands and raise them up over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over the forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, pushing out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies that you might pick up during your magical experience. Tell yourself, "I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve. Ground yourself as needed back into the physical world."